The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about how you can use BuyBot Pro features to diversify your Amazon business. Now, BuyBot Pro does its thing without much effort at all, and sometimes with no effort. All that deal analysis data is delivered instantly at the press of a button, and if you use online arbitrage deals, you don't even need to click. But with a little creative thinking, BuyBot Pro can help you find kind of more routes to more profit. So getting more than great deal analysis and using BuyBot Pro features to diversify your Amazon business means you'll get more value from your subscription too. So there's obviously the obvious ones in things like the manual sourcing accelerator, which makes manual sourcing more efficient and can effectively act as a free sourcing software. There's also the BuyBot Go app for all of you retail arbitrage sellers and the online arbitrage sellers who have jumped on that bandwagon since its launch in 2021. But there are some less kind of leverage features that are either skipped past, maybe hidden away, or a negative result is just accepted. So as an entrepreneur, you'll know there are opportunities everywhere, and that's no different using BuyBot Pro. So I'm going to talk a bit about kind of, you know, those features that you might not have thought about. So first up is that magic auto ungate button. So an oldie but a goldie, as we call it, getting ungated in restricted categories or brands. That's probably one of the more obvious ones, but not everyone takes the super easy opportunity that BuyBot Pro offers in auto ungate. So if you're a brand new seller, it may not immediately deliver a ton of success notifications, but if you've been in online arbitrage for a few months, you'll almost certainly get more than you expect. The reason we say newer sellers may not get immediate positive results is purely down to the way that Amazon operate. Build up a bit of history with a healthy account and you'll be bathing in an ocean of new brands and categories. Cross your fingers. It's one of the biggest buzzes in OA when that success indicator appears. It's free and it takes zero time to just click that auto ungate button and get an answer. Doesn't matter how long you've been selling, always click on it when it pops up. Amazon don't always tell you when they're happy for you to sell a brand or in a category, so that's by far the easiest way to find out. Even if auto ungate isn't successful, you'll be provided a link to apply through the relevant Amazon page. There aren't many ways to better kind of grow your Amazon business than getting unrestricted in more categories and brands, so we could not include that in this list. Then you have got the multi-market analyzer. So most of you are probably making the most of the BuyBot Pro customization to streamline what you see in the panel, and you know, well done if you are. If you aren't selling in different marketplaces, the multi-market analyzer is often the first to get cut because you might think, you know, who cares if a product makes 100% ROI on the other side of the world if I'm not selling in that marketplace? But you're more than likely missing out on bagging some very welcome profit. So selling in different marketplaces has changed the fortunes of many a seller's online arbitrage business, even if with just a few products. In Europe, or at least for UK sellers, things haven't been quite as rosy since the start of 2021, but that's soon to change because of Amazon's new rollout of the kind of new version of EFN, the European Fulfillment Network. Yes, there might be additional fees, and yes, a little bit of red tape, but selling in neighbouring or even distant marketplaces is an opportunity that all sellers should at least consider. The multi-market analyzer analyzes a deal in more than half a dozen different marketplaces at once. It will do that exchange rate conversion for you, flash a red warning on a deal if it's not a profit maker, and give you charts to ponder and a quick link to the listing in that marketplace. So you can get a great snapshot from multiple markets without even leaving that home Amazon page. If getting zero effort at a glance profit making opportunities isn't going to persuade you to branch out beyond your marketplace, then I don't know what will. It's definitely worth just taking a look at, look into it, do a bit of research. Then we're moving on, we've got dangerous goods. So the hazmat and dangerous goods alerts are super annoying when they flag up red. They pop up automatically when you pull up an Amazon listing. So before you even analyze it with BuyBot Pro, it kind of a bit of, oh no, you see that red. For some sellers, well, most really, it means that, you know, you might not bother analyzing at all, but it should be the perfect case of grabbing an opportunity in the face of adversity. So Amazon over the years have tightened up over what they consider hazardous material and dangerous goods, but red shouldn't always mean stop, because there are ways to flip the narrative on dangerous goods ASINs. So nowadays they have dedicated areas within dedicated fulfillment centers that can house these goods. So not only do they control safely within their network, they need to know that sellers are sending these goods safely. Some products they mark as dangerous goods may come as a surprise, but who are Amazon to argue with? If you see anything other than a green dot in the dangerous goods indicator, there is hope though, and it should be a prompt to apply to sell them. Amazon launched the dangerous goods program to screen the sellers they allow to send these items into their fulfillment network. The program opens a lot of doors for FBA sellers, but it isn't the only way to sell dangerous goods. If you haven't applied to the program, it's never too soon or too late to do so. It'll open up kind of a whole load of new doors to products that you thought you couldn't sell previously. But as I said, there is an alternative way to sell ASINs that the dangerous goods and hazmat indicators flag up. So whether the program might not be for you, or as well, there will be limited fulfillment centers they can be sent to, a product may not be profitable with possible additional shipment costs, it's not the end of the road. Even if you are strictly an FBA seller, these are the types of products that are worth considering selling merchant fulfilled. So yes, you'll have to package it up and arrange to ship it direct to buyers, but there is a good chance you'll be faced with less competition as well as reduced fees. So definitely take a look into that if you haven't already. Then let's talk a bit about meltables. So the meltable alert is an extremely useful one, and one that is primarily designed to avoid losing stock to the Amazon bin or staff when the deadline comes around. For most marketplaces, spring sees a rush to kind of offload chocolate, wax-based products, gummy sweets and things like that before Amazon closed the doors. If you're organised though, there are opportunities to kind of profiteer from that policy. Firstly, if you have meltable products in Amazon a couple of weeks before that cutoff and you can't make profit for them, have them removed. Make sure you check your marketplace, because depending on temperature and season changes, the dates aren't the same in every single marketplace. They can vary. In the UK, it's surprising to some that it even gets warm enough to melt stuff, but it definitely does sometimes. If you don't have a sweet tooth, friends or family that do or have another use for them, then there is still an opportunity to profit from them. As the cutoff passes, all of the FBA sellers will drop off the listing, which in all likelihood will push the price up. Take advantage of the drop in competition and lower fees and sell them merchant fulfilled. Amazon are usually pretty conservative with a meltable cutoff because after all, they can't predict the weather. But this means there will almost certainly be time to sell them before the weather in your marketplace means any manual delivery method risks them melting in transit. Customers still eat chocolate, still eat gummy sweets and use wax-based products even when the weather warms up. So there is that market. If merchant fulfilled isn't for you and it isn't for everyone, check the use by dates on your products. If they have at least 90 days from the date that meltables are allowed back into the FBA network and you can safely store them in the meantime, hold on to them and ship them back as soon as you can safely. We know a fair few sellers won't be able to resist knowing there are sweet goods stashed away in their spare room, or you know, maybe if you've got a basement, but if you can, prepare for the restart through the warmer months. Outside of Christmas and Easter times, there can be some great deals for these type of goods. If you have storage space to spare that can be kept cool and you can spare that capital, that cash, consider the reopening of meltable season as you would Q4. The key to success here will be being organised. Have your meltable inventory ready to ship on the day Amazon start accepting again. Beat the rush of sellers and get it all listed before Halloween, Thanksgiving and the early Christmas shoppers. To be helpful, Amazon provide a list of ASINs that fall foul of the meltable rule, but BuyBot Pro and BuyBot Go will also let you know if you're analysing one of those products straight away. Next up, I want to talk about the max sold price. So when you click analyse, BuyBot Pro gives you instant results to thousands of data points. You get a super fast snapshot of how an ASIN is performing at that moment. The confidence score rates its viability, summarises the key factors, and then you can scroll down and get full analysis of tons of numbers. But what you also get is a quick look at what a listing can sell for. So a sneaky little addition to the details panel that some sellers might not have spotted. It's fairly new still, and maybe, you know, spotted but not utilised, is the max sold price. So for the sellers, all sellers really, who use a repricer like Profit Protector Pro, it's a fantastic tool to prevent violating Amazon's fair pricing policy. So knowing the highest price it has sold at in the previous 12 months can really help you avoid overpricing. It's also a great tool when considering the potential profitability of a product. So you can scan the charts to find that out, but this feature also gives you that data instantly. Careful assessment of the history of a product will give clues as to whether you might reach this selling price or at least near it. If the max sold price is only a few percent above the current selling price, it may not be a great opportunity. If it's significantly higher, then it might be a future star. If you have space in your inventory for a slow burner or you fancy testing their passive strategies, keep an eye on the max sold price. Now let's talk about the BuyBot Pro charts. So we post a lot on Facebook, we do a lot of tutorial videos and written articles to reveal some of the secrets that the BuyBot Pro charts can unlock, but have you nailed your chart reading game? The charts are full of revealing data, but how you read them will depend on you and your business strategy. But there are some simple tricks to get you started if you've avoided reading them so far. So primarily the beauty of the charts is the pictorial representation that it offers, making it a dream for those who are usually kind of averse to studying the numbers. The trends, the peaks and troughs, the seasonal variations, and the detail that the main Bible Pro chart can show makes decision making a lot easier. One of the most critical being the historic price and seller number correlation. Using the main chart and the offers and reviews chart at the same time, so in tandem, it's easy to see how an ASIN has behaved historically. When you see some obvious trends, you may well have a product that isn't a deal now, but it could be, you know, it could be that golden egg a couple of months down the line. So whether that means you get it in or you sit on it or you whisk it off to FBA, using this kind of data can turn a non-deal right now into a great one down the line. Other easy to spot detail that reveals more about a deal includes that average buy box and FBA price tables and the nature of the peaks and troughs of the BSR lines. The average charts are definitely an easy way to view those selling price trends. There are a wealth of resources on our YouTube channel and our articles page as well at buybookpro.com that will help recognise the secrets that the charts reveal. But the message is, don't ignore them. There is gold in the charts. You know, we hate using cliches like think outside the box, but sometimes it fits the bill. Some of these opportunities do require a little creative thinking. For some of you, it might not be alternative thinking at all. It might just be the way you think, which is a great attribute to have as an entrepreneur. Using BuyWhatPro's features and data in a creative way can really level up your success. If you're in our Facebook group, you'll have already got the inside scoop on a lot of these. But if you found your own hacks to open more doors, share the love. Drop a post or a comment in there, as we'd love to know. What I've talked about today are just some of the ways we think you could be using BuyBookPro features to diversify your Amazon business, but there may be more that you've discovered, and there's definitely more that I haven't talked about today, so do share them. If you'd like any more information about BuyBookPro, just head to buybookpro.com, and if you have any questions, anything at all, just drop an email to our support team on info@buybookpro.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.
The Online Arbitrage Podcast.